Did she stop pushing? She didn't stop pushing. But there could have been a, you know, the people that we read about in the Bible, they're real people, real feelings, real hurts, real emotions. This isn't a book like Winnie the Pooh. This is truth. These are real people crying at night, their body screaming out in pain. Real people. Some people rude. Ladies, stop pushing. Could have been, right? Very, very possible. But she didn't stop pushing. But there could have been, maybe for a moment, she thought, oh, I don't think I can make it. I just feel so weak. Or maybe if somebody hollered at her, maybe she was tempted to give up. We have all been in those situations where, oh, I just don't think I can make it. And we can be tempted to give up. You can be tempted to get discouraged. But in Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not grow weary or become discouraged. The Bible says don't get discouraged because the Bible, the Lord knew you are going to be tempted to get discouraged and give up. He says, now don't do that. Don't get discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap if you don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. She never gave up. She changed from focusing on facts to focusing on the truth. And that's what we have to do. Switch off the facts and turn on the truth. It's not a difficult thing to do. Yeah, you know, we come to church week after week and we hear the truth, but do we respond? Do we have that bulldog tenacity to press through? If you have to push your way through, push it through to get the victory. Sometimes people wake up and they think, oh, it looks like it could snow. I feel a headache coming on. I don't think I could press through to the healer today. But they'll press through to get to the clinic. Or they'll press through to go to work on Monday. But to get to the healer, I just don't think I can press through. It's true. I've been in services where the pastor said, oh, so-and-so, I was hoping they'd be here. They called this morning. They had to go to the clinic. And it's a shame that they couldn't press through to the healer. And I'm not talking against doctors and medicine. You understand what I'm saying. But sometimes there's just got to be that decision where I'm going to press through. I'm going to push my way through to this victory, whatever it takes. Don't miss your opportunity. This woman, she pressed through and she put that fight of faith on the inside of her, and she was not going to be defeated and she was made whole. You see, she wasn't going to miss that opportunity that day. Opportunities come and they go. We never get to pick when they come, but it's our prerogative to respond when they do come. She responded that day. That was her opportunity, and she took it. You know, to believe the word of God is just simple. You just simply choose to believe what the word of God says about your situation. You believe it with the eye of faith. See, the eye of faith always must see first what the natural eye does not yet see. Faith always sees the invisible. She knew, she saw with the eye of faith, if I can just touch, I'll be whole. She saw it, and she's not about to miss that opportunity. And she pushed through that crowd. No matter how much energy it took, she pushed through. But today, so many people get a negative report, and I'm talking about believers. They immediately turn to Mr. Google. Mr. Google is not the healer. He's not your friend. I mean, I'll be around people every, you just having a conversation while within 10 times within an hour. Oh, let's check Google. Let's just check Google. Well, let's find out from Mr. Learn to do something by yourself. Learn to do something on your own. Use your own brain. Mr. Google, who gave him the information about your healing? God didn't give Mr. Google that information. Mr. Google can only give you facts, and that's going to breed fear, and fear is the enemy of your faith. This is where you're going to get the answer. There's no option. No option. Don't keep going to Mr. Google. John 8:32 says you must know the truth. Mr. Google gives you facts. Jesus says, my words are truth. And if you don't know the truth, it will be very difficult to receive the truth. So you have to know it before you can receive it. So you got to take time to spend time with God in the truth. Now we're going to look at another individual. You'll know him as well. His name is Bartimaeus. How many heard about Bartimaeus? The Bible says that Bartimaeus was a poor, blind beggar. So he's begging along the side of the road day after day after day for his daily provision. So when he chose the road to sit on, he didn't just choose some side road. It had to be a very highly trafficked road. It's got to be a road where there's a lot of people coming by, because maybe not everybody's going to give to him, but he's got to have enough opportunity for enough people to put some coins in his little pouch there so he can have his daily provision. So he is sitting along this probably a big dirt road. Now he can't see people, but he can hear them walking. You could just close your eyes and you could probably see these people coming by. Maybe they've got big turbans on their head, long, pretty robes, sandals on their feet, the dust just scuffing up as they're walking by. Might be a little boy coming down with a cow, maybe somebody with a donkey, somebody with a camel. He can't see them, but he can hear, because a lot of traffic on this main highway. One day, that might have been a couple people coming by. Maybe they put some coins in his lap. And while they're doing it, they're just having their normal conversation. And maybe one of them said something about, you know, Jesus is coming today. And then they walked on by, and maybe Bartimaeus thought, what'd you say? Who's coming? Jesus is coming this way? Come back. Tell me. Somehow he heard that Jesus was coming that way that day. And I can only imagine that his heart went thump, 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 thump. Could it be my day that I'm going to see the healer? I can imagine the adrenaline starting to race. Wouldn't you? I don't know how long he'd been blind, but he is begging just to get something to eat, just something for that day, a place to sleep. And he hears that maybe the healer is coming that way today. You better believe that adrenaline's running. You better believe that heart's just going thump, thump, thump. Where is he? How far away is he? Is he halfway up there? Oh, I wish I could see. Where is he? Is he halfway up or is he close? I got to do something. I can't miss my opportunity. I got to do something. He shouts, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And those people around him turned around. Bartimaeus, be quiet. Sound familiar? Lady, stop pushing. Bartimaeus, be quiet. Could have been. And he's probably sitting there thinking, who's blind here? Who needs a miracle here? Did he be quiet? Not on your life. He said, well, bulldog tenacity rose up on the inside of him, and he shouted even louder, louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible said, Jesus stood still because he heard faith. When heaven hears your faith, all of heaven stands at attention, ready to move. You just speak this from the spirit of faith, and all of heaven, they're going to move. Spirit of faith, it'll make heaven move for you. And at that moment, Jesus called for Bartimaeus. And all those people around, oh, dear brother, come, dear brother, he calleth for thee. Sounds like hypocrites to me. But at that moment, Bartimaeus did something very significant. The Bible said he threw off that garment. Why was that so significant? Because for him to be a beggar on the side of the road, he had to have permission from the high priest. Not like people today just go out there with a God bless you piece of cardboard. Not then. You had to have permission. And if you were granted permission to be on along the side of the road and beg for money from people, you were given a garment. And that identified you that you had legal right to be on that road. Therefore, the people coming down that road knew that you had every right to be there. So when he threw off that garment, what was he doing? He was throwing off the negative fact that had attached itself to him. He said, I'm not going to be a blind beggar anymore. That he threw off his identity that determined, that identified him as a poor blind beggar. He said, not anymore. No more. And when he stood up before Jesus, Jesus said, your faith, the moment you threw off that garment, your faith just made you whole. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, when she said, and she's pushing through that crowd, she instigated the whole thing. Jesus, well, your faith made you well. Bartimaeus, your faith, you threw off that negative identity that the facts put on you. You just received your health, your sight. Because he threw off the facts and he took a hold of truth. He said, I'm not going to be blind anymore. What are you holding on to? What is identifying you? Is there something negative, a negative fact that has identified you to, could be as simple as allergies? Oh, my allergies are acting up today. Oh, my back is killing me today. That is a negative identity. You got to throw it off. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to say this with me. I choose this day to take off the garment that facts have put on me. I choose this day to take back my own identity. I am the righteousness of God. I am the healed of the Lord. I choose to put on my identity.